AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:21, third Thursday of each month. We check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors for our Greenwich Real Estate Report. And joining me on the line, GAR Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2022 President Brian Tunney. Stacy, Brian, good morning. Welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, let
happy
you
to be here.
All right, good. Stacy, we'll turn it over to you. Tell us some of the numbers for the month of April. How are things in the town?
Sure. So things are moving. So in April of this year, we saw 62 single-family residential closings. That's compared to 89 in April 2021, which we know was an incredible year. So when we look at 62 compared to years other than 2021, it's actually quite strong. It's probably about 40% up from 2020 and 2019, and really for all years prior, around between 20 and 30% higher. So really looking good there. When we look at the median sale price, decreased slightly to just over 2.1 million. That's a decrease from April 2021, where it was 2.5 million or just over 2.5 million. And the average days on market for single-family homes was 110 days this past month, and that's a decrease from 143 days. So we are still seeing a lot of demand for listings that come on, and they are moving quickly if they are priced correctly, and, you know, there's just still a lot of demand there. So for condos and co-ops, we saw 19 closings in April of this year. That's compared with 31 in April 2021. The median sale price increased to $900,000, which is up from $725,000 April 2021. And the average days on market was 69, which was a decrease from 127. So again, inventory moving very quickly, new inventory moving very quickly. For condos and co-ops. And that brings us to pending sales. As of close of business yesterday, we saw 125 pending sales and 32 for condos and co-ops.
All right, so Brian, things are really strengthening. This is the time, right? As we head into the spring market, things are really moving.
Yes, they are. As Stacy indicated, homes priced properly are getting many offers. And we're seeing quite a few bidding wars, especially under the $3 million mark of homes that are fairly priced. And the inventory is also, right now we have 212 single-family homes on the market, which, you know, normally at this time we'd have, 500. So the inventory is very, very low, and the buyer demand is very high.
Mm-hmm. Want to get you guys' take on, interest rates have really gone up. I mean, has this impacted the market at all? It doesn't sound like it.
It really hasn't impacted that much. The rate for jumbo loans is still around 4.25%. The Fannie and Freddie, they're at 5.25%, so it's a much higher rate for the conforming loans. But non-conforming loans are still right around 4.25%, between 4.25% and 4.5%. Still very low.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at interest rates over the last 50 years, the average is approximately 7.5%. So we're still well below the average interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, do you have some thoughts?
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't seem like we've seen any noticeable impact in our area yet. I know that nationally we were just at a conference and they were speaking about the trends they were seeing nationally. And they are starting to see a slight decline. The biggest impact are those who are those who see the biggest impact are, you know, first time home buyers or those who already currently have locked in a lower rate than is currently available. So there's less incentive for somebody to move in that position. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, Greenwich is always generally very insulated from what's going on in the rest of the market. We are in a very great area right outside of New York City, lower taxes than our neighboring towns in Westchester. So we generally lag the national trends.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, the budget was just passed and they, you know, lowered the mill rate. So I guess that theme continues, right, of lower taxes.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all good news for the area. Obviously, we've seen a great increase in the property values. So lowering that mill rate is possible because of the higher value properties now.
Was there anything on the state budget that impacted the real estate world?
Not really. There were a few things that were that weren't passed, which that would have impacted us. But right now, we're everything in Connecticut throughout the entire state. The inventory is very low.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian, what's the hot area of town?
The hottest area of town right now are Riverside and Old Greenwich. Where there, the inventory is under a month. So properties going on in Riverside and Old Greenwich are getting purchased very quickly.
Those are the area. I mean, seems like it's a common theme, right? Each month, those seem to be the hot areas. Is that right?
Yes. Well, because of it's the size. You know, Old Greenwich and Riverside are much smaller than Greenwich. And so a lot of people like the neighborhood feel of Old Greenwich and Riverside.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how do you think things will play out over the next time we talk to you?
I think we believe things are going to continue. It's still we're still in the spring market, and the market is still there. Still a lot of buyers out there looking to move to Greenwich. Mm-hmm. So we see this trend continuing.
Stacey, you mentioned the number, 62 in April. Do you have any numbers of what it was, say, in 2019, right before the pandemic?
Sure, yeah. So 2019, it was 35. 2018 was actually a little bit higher. It was at 51. 2017, 30. 2016, really it varied between 30 and 50 was kind of like the average range that we see for April. In years prior.
All right, so very strong, although down from last year, as you mentioned, historically high. All right, that's our Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacey Lowe, 2022 President Brian Tunney. All right, Stacey and Brian, thanks very much for your time this morning and look forward to talking to you again in June.
Thank you. Look forward to speaking to you in June.
All right. WGCH Newsletter Time.